Trump was harder.
I'm sure you had a go at that. Was that with wig or without? I should have thought this through, but yes, I went into the back of a man this week in the street.
Well, the girls were like, oh my God, what are you doing here? I'm like, same thing as you, babe. Like, binge drinking.
Mate. You definitely just won the award for the creepiest islander that ever existed.
We both know that's not the truth.
The little brother-sister thing that you have with, like, a gentle sexual undertone. I like it.
The Sunday Roast Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
As we're doing this pod, Liv, I think we should probably warn people.
Yeah.
Like, properly warm people.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Sunday Roast Reheated, which means we are going to be roasting each other, anyone, really, that listens. Just everyone in the world, to be honest. Yeah?
Everything you'd expect from us, unfiltered, it is.
And the good thing about being unfiltered is that we can swear as much as we want. If you've got a weak stomach, you don't like swearing, you don't like all the bad bits.
Yeah, don't listen if you're sensitive. You won't like it. It's not for you.
Sod off, ta-da.
Change the channel.
Bore off.
This is the Sunday Roast Reheated. Bits from the radio and some extra bits on the side.
It's going to be in your downloads from Monday midday.
Why are you shouting?
I don't know. I feel like I am shouting a lot. It's because I've still got these headphones on. I don't think I need them on. I'm so excited. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Just search the Sunday Roast Reheated.
Yeah, just search it.
It's there,
if you can spell reheated. I imagine most of you can't.
The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Right, first up, no Two Swords waxwork for Keir Starmer over fears he won't be relevant in 5 years.
So that's the Prime Minister?
Well done. Yes, that is the Prime Minister, yes.
You don't know. People listening might not know. He hasn't got a waxwork for that reason.
Do you think you'd ever get a waxwork? Oh, saying that, you are a waxwork.
Oh,
Next up, double-decker bus roof ripped off after crashing into railway bridge in South London. The bus, which had no passengers on board at the time, hit the bridge after the driver misjudged the height of the railway bridge.
Yeah, it's spatial awareness that it's dyspraxia is the official name. I actually have it. That's why I'm always covered in bruises. I always walk into like door frames and stuff. So I actually feel like we should give him a pass on that.
So what you're saying is that you don't actually realise how tall you are, which is why you walk into door frames.
I walk into door frames, I hit my head on things, and also my car. Whew.
What car do you drive, Liv?
It's just like a truck.
But what exactly is it, Liv, that you drive?
A Mercedes truck.
Is it a Mercedes G-Wagon? It's just a woman of the people. Donald Trump phone screensaver goes viral because it's of...
himself! We love a confident king.
I mean, to be fair, if you look like Donald Trump, the last thing I'd want to look up when I pick up my phone is a picture of myself.
But he loves himself so much. There's not much we want to learn from Donald, but self-love, that man loves himself so hard.
It's slightly off track, but what do you think he looks like naked?
A melted candle.
Yeah, I reckon he looks like a tortoise without
the
shell.
Also, if you hear this, Donald, I'm only joking and I want to come to America still.
David Beckham finally expected to be awarded a knighthood.
Come on, it's time. Just give him one.
Now, what I meant there was knighthood. I did say that he's expected to be awarded a knighthood, which I think is a slightly different thing. But maybe that's why he's actually getting a knighthood, because he's given a little bit of knighthood to the king.
Well, it's no secret that he wants one.
Well, he begged it off the queen. Now he's begging it off the king.
Take it.
He's very desperate. Desperate David. Full-length trailer for Wicked officially drops.
I'm off to see the wizard.
Make it stop. Make it. I honestly, to speak ill of musicals during Pride Month feels like blasphemy, but I'm gonna. I just hate them. I hate Wicked. I hate those two witches. I hate the music. I thought we just got out of it. I thought we were like in safety zone and it's back.
So is it the same witches?
It's part two.
Part two. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I loved it.
Okay, so this is the Sunday Roast Reheated podcast.
The good thing about this being a podcast is I can swear, fuck.
Yeah, people wanted more. Well, careful what you wish for, because this is it. So we basically come over here and we can talk like smut and bad stuff that we can't say on the radio.
Exactly, so I'm just going to throw it in again. Fuck!
We're going to talk about Elon Musk and Donald Trump fighting because we felt like it was too risky for the radio. I don't know what we could say without getting banned from America, but the girls are fighting.
The girls are fighting. The main reason I want to talk about this is because of something you just said when we were off air on the radio, which is that you used to have a crush on Elon Musk.
I used to think he was quite handsome, yeah, when he first came on the scene. Because, like, I love the fact he invented something. Like, so many straight men just do nothing now. It's like he made a whole electric car, but he has let himself down massively.
Was it a challenging wank for you?
I've had harder.
You've had harder.
Trump was harder.
Really? I'm sure you had to go at that. Was that with wig or without?
What I hate to think is that if I was at his resorts, he wouldn't even look at me now. I'm too old.
Yeah, 100%. But you do look like the sort of person that probably was a waitress there at one point.
Oh, I look a bit Republican, don't I?
Yeah,
100%
like,
Like that White House press secretary, I was like, my God, we could be sisters. Like the attitude stinks. Like the fucking smirk on it. The confidence is just not deserved. I'm like, am I only looking in a mirror?
I mean, to be fair, you haven't been here for a little while. And since you've come back, I did think you looked like Melania Trump.
Don't clap that. That's a compliment. Never speak ill of Melania.
Are you joking?
No.
I'm not entirely sure she's a real person.
She just shows you what sucking dick can do.
Well,
no one should ever underestimate what a bitch can do in a pair of boutons with some most serious head game. First lady, bitch.
What
hold
do you
it.
Do?
First fucking lady in 100mm Louboutin. She's a queen and should be spoken so as such.
Did she give birth to that giant that is his son? He's 6 foot.
But it didn't come out that big.
Well, obviously not. Must have still been a big baby, though, to get to 7 foot. How did they get that out of there?
She has just green carded herself into just a whole other life.
Pete and Liv here. We are finally reunited.
Is that why you keep shouting?
Listen, this is just the way I do it now, all right? You've been away. Don't start coming in here after being away for a month and telling me what to do.
I feel like I am, like, on your show, like I'm in someone else's house. It does feel kind of weird. But I'm just kind of readjusting to civilization because I just spent 3.5 weeks in Tenerife.
I mean, the question that I need to know, because we've spoken about it so much, is did you go Sion Park?
So I didn't. So
what?
Some of you listening might have seen there was some TikTok content around people getting skin disorders from Sion Park, and it just got in my head, and then obviously they're
you
from
can't any more
boyfriends.
Disorders, can you?
And they're like, imagine you catch something and we can't film with you because you're all covered in rash. And that just got in my head and I didn't go. But yeah, I did go on the strip 3 times.
You went on the strip?
Went on the strip, went to Tramps, which apparently is a really iconic.
Appropriate.
Went to Veronica's, thank you. Was there till 6 a.m, overcooked it massively, but I've still got it. And then all the girls were like, oh my God, what are you doing here? I'm like, same thing as you, babe. Like, binge drinking.
Amazing, love that.
The Sunday Roast.
Reheated.
The Sunday Roast, reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Are we doing Kylie Jenner boob job? Because I love that story.
Yeah, we're also sort of just on air. Liv is fully back in the swing of things.
Yeah, I'm on the pulse as ever. So, Pete, I've had an idea. Because you are obviously over the age now to be on Love Island, I thought it'd be fun if we created your own Love Island sort of entry tape. And they go, hi, I'm like Dave from Essex. And like, no one ever steals my bird kind of thing.
I mean, firstly, I let you finish there, but Will Over the Age was slightly below the belt.
I don't know, actually, no, if there is a, what is the top age?
I don't think there is an age bracket. Why would you be ageist?
I don't think you look right.
Oh, so it's not that I'm actually physically over the age, it's because I look so much older.
I don't think it would feel on
what
brand.
You're trying to say is if I was sat around the fire pit, people would think someone's drunk uncle had walked in.
Yeah.
Right, okay, lovely. So, an introduction, if I was younger looking, so this is the first introduction the public have to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got to make sure they like me. Okay, I've got this, all right,
and you've
ready?
Also got to sell yourself, you're a big character.
I've got to sell myself?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, Pete, what's your immediate ick?
My immediate ick is quiet people because on a night out, I am one crazy, crazy cat.
What's your instant turn on?
Oh, for me, it's easy. It's just a pulse.
The red flag you always ignore?
I'm a walking red flag. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I'm all green, baby.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
I've never been on a date because I'm a virgin. I think that's gone well. I think people would love
you
me.
You definitely just won the award for the creepiest islander that ever existed.
What do you mean?
Also, I just...
And we both know that's not the truth.
No.
I need to get something off my chest. I bet you've thought about one of these things this week, and it's something that genuinely happened to me this morning that really got on my wick. So, you know when you're like kind of walking down the street and it's a really busy street and it's rush hour and there's loads of people, and then the person in front of you just stops dead.
Oh my God.
To read something on their phone or to take a call or to pull their AirPod out, and then you go into the back of them and it's like a 5-person pile-up, and then they look round at you like it's your fault.
Mm.
I actually genuinely had a row with a man this week about that.
Because you went in the back of him?
I should have thought this through before I brought it to the radio. But yes, I went into the back of a man this week in the street. It's so annoying.
Yeah, or doorways of shops. They just put the brakes on.
Just like, put the brakes on.
It's such a bad place to stop. It's like no self-awareness for other people on the street.
Well, anyone that catches me behind them... in the street. This sounds awful. I really should have thought this through. Just know that if you do stop, I will trample you. I will trample you and I will spit on you as I go past, because just, honestly, it aggravates me to the point of it makes me feel quite
angry.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I don't like slow walkers either. I mean, am I allowed to do one?
Go on. Do you know what? It's your first week back. Go on. What gets on your wick?
Okay. I had it this morning and I thought of it on my way in. Men, because women don't do this, so I'm going to pick on you guys. I'm going to do it because I've never heard a woman do it. Making sound effects in the gym.
I have recently been going to the gym and I make a lot of sound effects.
No, please, Pete, are you serious?
Yeah, every time I do a push-up, I go... Ugh!
Yeah, but that's what they do. That's what they do.
So we spoke about it on the radio, but this is like the extended list of what gets on my wick.
Okay.
As you can imagine, you've known me for a long time and there is an awful lot that gets on my fucking nerves.
You are a miserable prick.
Well, this is a big one and I feel like you're going to agree with me on this.
Yeah.
Public declarations of love. This week, I've seen two on social media that, I mean, I didn't know whether I felt violent or sick.
Do you want to name and shame or not?
I would love to name and shame, but I...
But when you say it was like a lengthy caption...
It's not the caption, it's when it's a video and it's like their girlfriend or boyfriend walking into a room, rose-covered petals, and it's like, how long will I love you, in the background.
Yeah.
And then they get there and there's two swans fucking on the bed made out of towels.
Made out of towels.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that sort of thing. And then it's like, just celebrating how much you've made my life so much better in the first 3 weeks that we've known each other. And you just think, oh, fuck off, you absolute knobhead.
Obviously, I'd be inclined to disagree because I feel like, you know, you're quite unhappy and alone. So that's why you don't like it. But...
Well, so what you're saying is it's just triggering me because I'm such a lonely old man.
I would be inclined to say that, but I actually think in this situation, I will agree with you. I don't like them. If you ever see me write a caption about Brad that's more than three sentences long, I've never been more unhappy. I'm overcompensating. If someone's doing the big-ass fucking...
Yeah.
There's a massive warning sign that things are not good at home.
Yeah, 100%.
They are not good. And I always just think that the people that push it the hardest on Instagram have the most miserable relationships, and it always checks out.
Yeah, completely. Because you know then there's going to be a caption or respect my privacy in a couple of months' time. It's another thing that happens.
I will not respect your privacy. If you've shoved your relationship down our throat, like for the last like 3 or 4 years, if you break up, I need to know everything. There's no privacy for you.
And respectfully, for me, slightly different reason why you shouldn't tell me to respect your privacy, because you've assumed I give a fuck. That's an issue for me. I don't give a fuck.
I want to know why the relationship broke down, who cheated, who did what. Like, I need to know the details, yeah.
I'm going to allow you to be part of my segment.
Thank you. I think we're already in it, aren't I?
You just sort of here, aren't you? Anything that gets on your wick?
So many things. People getting in airports who get to security and act like it's their first time on Earth, and they get in the tray out and they've got everything and all the liquids are in the bag, and it's just like, come on. It was a long queue. You had so much time to prepare for this moment.
Yeah, it's the shock as well when they go, what, shoes and belt? What do you mean? You stood in the queue for 10 minutes and watched everyone else take their shoes and fucking belt off.
That's it. Even if you're not well-travelled, you've had enough time to observe like the pattern, and it's not going to change for you.
In my shoes and belt were already off. Yeah. They're in my hand and I'm ready to go straight through. There's no fucking about. If you are heading out for the hair of the dog, you're going to be glad I told you this. This is specifically why I started it, Liv. This
Pub
is
facts.
Yeah, thank you. So you've heard about it. It's obviously going viral already, which is great.
I listen to the show when I'm away.
Don't be so ridiculous.
Pete.
Did you listen to it on the Rayo Network app?
Yeah, I did. When I was in Tenerife, on the reef.
Well, basically, Pete's pub facts. This is just because the majority of people that I know are quite boring, so I like to give them some of my knowledge. So we've had, since you've been away, the female dogs, if you have a litter of puppies, you can have two different fathers in the same litter.
I feel like I'm learning all this against my will, but right.
All right, well, then you enjoy this one. Platypus milk out of their armpits. Ugh. So they lactate from their armpits because they don't actually have nipples.
Are you sure?
Okay. Why would you question me? You wouldn't question David Attenborough, so why would you question
Pete
Wicks?
You're not David Attenborough, though.
I'm not far off. Right, so this week, hippos. But I've also done them specifically around you, because when I thought hippo, I thought Liv Atwood.
You're right. Absolute piece of...
Well, I thought it was good for the radio as well, because do you know what a group of hippos is called? It's called a pod or a bloat, and they are led by dominant females.
A pod or a bloat?
A bloat, yeah. So I feel like it's in our bloat.
I would be...
You're the dominant female. Do you know what hippo actually stands for?
No.
Hippopotamus.
All right. No, I did know that.
It's So there's another little fact for you, just in case anyone asks. And the last one, and this is quite specific to you, because
oh,
I know...
Oh, more, goody.
Yeah. Well, you've obviously been out in the sun for the past 4 or 5 weeks. You've been in Tenerife and you've been Miami, and I know you are big on SPF and all of that sort of stuff. You've got your visor and your skin's your canvas or whatever it is. And yours is like a blank canvas, apart from all the crap tattoos. But hippos secrete...
Oh, my God.
Hippo sweat, which actually acts as SPF because it blocks UV. So they actually have their own sunscreen.
No, that's actually really cool.
So I was thinking, you've had so many surgeries, maybe there's a way that we can get you to secrete your own SPF at some point.
Oh my God, I'd love to be self-SPFing.
Well, it would be amazing. It's better than what you currently secrete. I don't know about you, Liv, but I absolutely loved Catherine Ryan.
I love Cathers.
It's the first time I've met her.
I know, I can't believe that.
I know.
We had such a good chat with her, and you heard some of it on the radio show, but we saved some extra bits, some good bits for the pod, because that's what we do.
Juicy bits.
Oh, my God, I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Very excited. Catherine Ryan is here.
Hey, I didn't know I was the first.
You are the first. You're breaking our guest virginity on the Sunday roast.
And now you set the bar. So now we have to keep the guests of this kind of caliber. It's going to be hard.
I don't think you guys should have guests because the reach of your social media clips is vast. And I see you guys and like the little brother sister thing that you have with like a gentle sexual undertone. I like it.
Yeah, I mean...
And you are very lucky to have Olivia vouching for you, because without her to soften the blow, I don't know that I would be a fan.
Really?
Yeah, you seem like
what
a red flag. I don't know.
Oh, I'm a massive red flag. You've obviously done your research.
Happy. You remind me of an ex.
Really?
But I think maybe that you're all right because of Olivia's sign-off.
So without you vouching for me, basically, I'd be out of work.
It's shady.
I mean, you have many attributes.
No, you're wrong. I have none. You are pretty much right. It is just Olivia. But look, it's not about us. You've got a brand new podcast.
Yeah.
What's my age again? Talk me through it.
Well, I am over 40 now, and I think that it is wrong to be thinking about the aesthetic all the time. I think that as people grow older, they went, oh, you know what? I want quality of life. I want to live long and happy and healthy. So now we're looking at biological age and biohacking, and that's like a big trend. So we take incredible celebrity guests who we're very fortunate, give us their blood, and we test their age on a cellular level.
Hold on, you actually take the blood of your guests?
Yeah, it's amazing what celebrities will do for attention.
Yeah, I mean, and I, as a massive attention seeker, I was obviously first in line to be part of this podcast. So I was a guest. I'm not going to give anything
away. I'm surprised
they
found a vein.
It was tough. So yeah, give the blood, and then the scientist, Dr. Nicola Conlon, she looks at the data, and then they work out. So you've got your chronological age, and then you have your cellular age. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've done this.
I've done it, and like I say, not giving anything away, but I had a great time.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I mean, it's not going to be a huge spoiler to learn that Olivia did very well. We see you in the gym. We saw the U Magazine profile. Skin of an angel.
I mean, it's a surprise to me because I've known Liv for 10 years and I've had some really quite interesting nights out.
I feel, though, that consciously my lifestyle's changed a little bit in the last 5. There's more balance.
Well, yes,
because
you prepare for
things
now.
I was always taking care of the outside and now I've started taking care of the inside and it's paying off.
Well, it wasn't you that was taking care of the outside, it was the surgeons.
Well, yes, and I'm very honest about that, but thank you for sharing. I want to ask you, Catherine, obviously Pete's not been on the podcast, but if he was to, looking at him from your professional eye, what would you say his cellular age would be?
It really depends because, you know, you're doing some breakfast radio and you're up early and you really look glowing in good health to me now. So biological age can be reversed is what we've learned through like good sleep. Are you getting good sleep?
Oh no, I sleep about 3 hours a night.
Oh no, that's bad.
Yeah,
How stressed are you?
Oh, very stressed. Oh, okay.
And he has some pretty unsavory habits.
Yeah, lots of unsavory. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Can you not smell it?
My actual age is 37, but I imagine if I did it, they would probably find out I'm already dead.
Yeah.
I'm effectively a corpse.
Have you had any guests that were, like, surprised and not in a good way?
A little bit, yes.
I know it's really bad to be kind of reveling that, but that's kind of juicy.
Again, no spoilers. I did a lot worse than you would think.
Really?
A lot worse than you would
think. Do you think that's because of your lifestyle?
Yes.
And working, and you've had kids. Kids do push it down, right?
I know, it's stressful. Everyone inside my house has been inside me. And I just don't get a moment of peace.
I just like to think about that. That makes so much sense.
I didn't have to think about it, and I'm glad I didn't. Interesting.
You are such a busy lady. The Battle Axe Tour is still going on. How is it going?
don't come. They just keep adding extra dates. It's doing badly in Sunderland is the one city they don't want to come see me in.
Really?
Yeah. My husband played for Sunderland for a year. Okay. I visited once.
How can I get them on side?
We didn't achieve it. He definitely didn't.
All right.
So you have a segment in the tour where you do dilemmas from the audience. I see these clips on social media and they're very funny. The questions are wild.
What sort of dilemmas are you getting?
The most off-peak stuff.
Oh, no, I can't really share any of them. A lot of it is about romantic interactions, cheating, divorce, yeah. Sometimes parenting questions, sometimes really just odd, but people want to be heard, and they don't want to pay for a therapist.
What's the worst one you've had?
There was a woman in Bradford who said she was 36 weeks pregnant and she nearly didn't make the show because she thought her waters had gone, and that's because her husband said it tasted funny, but she just pissed in his mouth. And then there was a woman, we were in the Doncaster Gazette for this one, and this became a safety concern. A woman caught her husband with her sister on OnlyFans. She recognized his tattoos and her sister's kitchen.
So not just like watching her sister on OnlyFans, they actually had a...
Mm.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They filmed adult content and loaded it. Wow.
And then the woman was revealing this on my show, but her husband was with her at the show and he didn't realize he was caught until that humiliating moment. Yeah. So he stood up and ran out of the theater. I couldn't even confront him.
He better run.
He ran.
I'm ending up on the news if that's me. If I'm her, I'm in prison.
I need to go and see this.
I mean, anything can happen. And I think that's the magic of live shows, that a lot is edited and sanitized now. People don't like that. They really want something that just happens in that moment. So we offer that and stand up. Yeah.
I mean, the dilemmas sound like stand up in themselves.
They're very funny.
That is absolutely wild.
Even though they're not meant to be.
You just don't know what's going to happen.
This has been the Sunday Roast, Reheated with Pete and Liv, our brand new podcast where we reheat the best bits from our radio show, The Sunday Roast, on Kiss, plus some extra yap and exclusives for you podcast listeners.
Beautifully done there, Liv.
I read the whole thing.
Yeah, I was so impressed with the way you did it. I didn't want to jump in there. Who needs to hear me?
That's a strong argument. New episode every single Monday.
Yeah, do the last bit.
Why don't you say thank you?
All right. Cheers. Oh, did you want the whole thing? Thank you so much for listening. You'll find us on Kiss next Sunday from 2 p.m. on the Sunday Roast, or you can catch us on Monday. Just search The Sunday Roast Reheated wherever you get your podcasts. Off your fuck.
So rude.
Thank you.
The Sunday Roast.
Reheated.